AM 560, The Answer. Welcome back to Remarkable Radio, the show where you'll meet noteworthy people, places, and things from around the country and in your town. Once again, here's Mark Imperial.
Welcome back. I'm Mark Imperial. In this segment, meet remarkable health and prosperity coach Dawn Ferrantino. Dawn has assisted thousands of people physically, mentally, and financially. She's received numerous awards such as the Rising Star and Shooting Star with her affiliated company and also holds the rank of one of the top 100 income earners for the past 2 years. She's been published in ISAFYI.com, which is an online publication sharing her story of transforming not just her own life, but countless others. She's a wife and a mom of two college-age sons and a motivational speaker. Dawn, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, Mark. It's an honor to be on here.
So tell me a little bit about your business.
Absolutely. So my business, I specialize in assisting people in transforming their life. And that could be physically or financially or even a combination of the both. I offer solutions for those out there that are looking for weight loss, energy, maybe increasing their performance, and even creating a wealth creation wall of freedom around themselves. And I teach people how to do this. And freedom, honestly, Mark, can be whatever that means to that individual person. It could be time freedom or financial freedom or just simply physical freedom. And I have a solution for whatever they're looking for to achieve.
Great point. So what makes you different than so many others out there that do what you do?
I think what makes me so much different is I've been in so many people's shoes. I was overweight myself. I was tired, extremely stressed out, and I guess you could say one of those out-of-control moms that was running in so many different directions, and I never put myself first. I always put myself last. Mm. I was extremely financially strapped. I was working so many jobs sometimes just to make ends meet. I had more month at the end of the money sometimes and had two kids that were getting ready to go off to college and didn't know how I was going to pay for them to go, and started to gain weight and just started to get really, really depressed about what was happening physically and financially to myself. So I think I can relate on so many levels with so many people because I've been there.
Hmm. Yeah, I bet a lot of people can relate to that. So what did you do before becoming an entrepreneur?
Before becoming an entrepreneur, I was an accountant. I was an accountant for 27 years. I got my accounting degree right out of high school. I went straight to college, got my accounting degree, bachelor's in accounting. Worked in a public firm for a little while and then decided to go private to try to get a little bit more flexibility with time to be able to see my children. I volunteered, I still do, for numerous organizations, my kids' school, baseball organizations, even consignment shops. I actually volunteer sometimes at consignment shops. And I also ran three baseball teams, their administrative side of it, which my husband and I had started about 5 years ago. We did end that at this time, but I've always worked. I started working at the age of 13 and always carried two or three jobs my entire life and, you know, really just finally decided that it was time to look at a different avenue. I was really exhausted.
Wow, what quite a work ethic there. So what do some of your success stories for those you've coached look like?
Oh, I have so many. I want to hit on a couple of really powerful ones. I think that, you know, were just incredible.
Please.
Like I said earlier, I have so many different solutions for people. So one of the amazing solutions is a weight loss solution. So I've had two people release over 100 pounds with my program and my coaching. One of them was a mom in her 50s, and one of them was a 21-year-old college student. So I had two different Wow. realms of people lose over 100 pounds. I've had four moms be able to retire from their jobs and stay home with their family, and two of them have extremely small children. So that was probably the most powerful one for me because I missed all of my children's first walks, first words, first everything. Mm-hmm. So being able to help these four women stay home with their families and their children was just, it's my mission. That's what inspires me and empowers me to do what I do. And then I think another amazing success story was this amazing fitness instructor that I had. She was beautiful on the outside. She had a body that most would die for, but she was dying on the inside. She was extremely exhausted. It was all a facade when she was up in the front of class teaching. Hmm. And once I got her started, she has not only improved her fitness and her performance, she's also improved her wealth creation, but her classes have begun to get really crowded again because people stopped attending because of the fact that, you know, they weren't challenging. So seeing that the energy and performance side, the wealth creation side, the weight loss side, these are just a few examples of some of the success stories.
So we've got about a minute. So what's next for you, Dawn?
Well, what's next for me is I'm actually writing a book. I'm really excited about that. It hopefully will be out in the next 6 months. I'm definitely looking for any speaking engagements. I have been attending some schools and speaking in front of students on entrepreneurship and goals and dreams and leadership, and really just to continue to create the path for freedom for countless others and educate as many people that I can on, you know, living their dreams out. And nothing is ever too small to continue to dream big.
So, Dawn, how can our listeners reach you, connect with you, learn more?
They can reach me at, they can definitely email me. My email is Dawn Ferrantino, and the spelling is D-A-W-N, S as in Frank, E-R-R-E-N-T-I-N-O, 07@gmail.com, or they can call me at 908-208-0002, and they can always find me on Facebook. I have a Facebook account. They can reach me there as well.
Dawn, thank you so much for sharing on the program today, and I wish you continued success for you and your clients.
Thank you so much, Mark, for having me, and you have an outstanding day.
I'm Mark Imperial, and this is Remarkable Radio. In this segment, meet social painting entrepreneur Deborah Johnson, founder of A La Carte Art in the Chicagoland area. A La Carte Art hosts social paint parties and events at private events and local establishments. Deborah learned to paint as a production artist and took her knowledge of painting by formula and transferred it to show others how to paint as entertainment and relaxation. She believes that everyone is creative in their own way, and given the proper tools and guidance, everyone can paint successfully. Deborah, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you, Mark. I'm so glad to be here.
So tell me about your business and the folks that you serve.
For the most part, you could say that 80, 90% of the people that come to the party are young women, maybe between the ages of 29 to 45. Mm-hmm. However, I keep seeing that grow and change. I'm seeing older people coming, and I'm seeing men coming, guys, and I really like that. It's just a broad range of people.
Yeah, give me some examples of the type of folks that want to participate in a painting party. What are they looking for out of life? What do they want?
Oh, fun for the most part. They want something else to do when they go out other than just the same old stuff that they've seen before. And so it's something that they are engaged in together, something that they can participate in, but at the same time, they walk away with their own little piece from the evening. So it's just a more interactive, intriguing way to spend the evening.
Fantastic. So, Deborah, how did you get started in this business?
Oh, I sort of came in the back door, I think. I'm not really an artist per se. I've had art training and a lot of it, but I'm more of an analytical, mechanical type person with that kind of experience. And so I learned that painting is a process. It's a formula, just like anything else. And I had been a lot of different art type jobs, but I was a program director for a children's art program. And from there, I realized that not only children, but adults would benefit by art classes. And so my girlfriends started asking me to do events for them. I had been doing, like family reunions and birthday parties and things like that. I've done that for years and years. Mm-hmm. But that was just a local thing. It wasn't until a couple of years ago when I was really asked to put together a website and develop a market for the paint parties exactly. And so that's what I've been doing here for the last 2 years.
So tell us, what makes a paint party like a great choice for an event? Give us a picture of what the event is like.
I come into a setting and set the tables up with what looks like a regular table setting, you know, with a plate and napkins, and instead of utensils, we have paintbrushes, and we put the easels and the canvas right there in front of you. It's the same size setting as you would be sitting at in a restaurant. A little extra room there for whatever else you want to drink and eat, but everything is scaled down for a restaurant because that's where we are, a restaurant or a bar. And so we need to be able to make it something that is easy for them to use in that setting. So it doesn't want to be, it does not to be messy for both the guest or for the venue themselves, because we want to be able to wrap this up and head out when it's over and everything be clean and neat. So everything's been scaled down to being just right for that evening.
So here's what inquiring minds want to know. I know you do kids' parties, and I know you do a lot of the grown-up parties, too.
Yeah.
And I'd imagine at the grown-up parties, a little bit of drinking going on there, right? Does that affect the painting, or what happens there when people are drinking and painting?
Well, who knows? Anybody's guess at that point. You know, people do drink, and kind of it kind of loosens things up at the same time. I mean, it's just a good setting. You know, you get an opportunity to be in a fun place with a lively atmosphere. It just puts your mind at ease to know that this is relaxing and enjoyable and something that you can have fun with your friends and walk away at the end of the evening and feel good about yourself.
So, Deborah, for our listeners, how can they connect with you, learn more, and participate in a future paint party?
Oh, well, you can go to my website or Facebook. It's a la carte art, no E, one word. And
that's .com?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Fantastic. Deborah, thank you so much for joining us, and I wish you continued success with a la carte art.
Thank you so much. I appreciate being here.
I'm Mark Imperial, and that wraps up another episode of Remarkable Radio. Everybody have a fantastic week. Make a money week. How about make some money? And we'll see you again next week. Take care, everybody.
AM 560, The Answer.